Welcome to Totes Recall's 100th episode. I'm Beth Gibbs, the producer of the podcast. And before we start the show, I just wanted to let everyone know that there's some fun stuff at totesrecall.com right now to celebrate our 100th episode and our 7-year anniversary. So when you're done listening to this episode, or I guess even if you during the episode, you want to head to totesrecall.com, go check out that fun stuff. Thank you so much for your support and for listening to the show. We're so excited to do this for many more episodes. Enjoy the show. Totes Recall.
Oh, welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we can't remember very well, eat 2 pizzas and 2 salads. Thank you, patrons. We're back, baby.
We are back, baby.
Watch the movie. We are back at the recording table, baby. And we're talking again about the movie now we've watched it. Isn't that fun? My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie, this 100th episode, 7th anniversary show is 101 Dalmatians.
Close enough.
We're back, baby.
Wait, okay, hey, back up.
If they had made 100 Dalmatians, we would watch that.
Sure.
Okay.
Back up for a second. Yeah. You're telling me.
Okay.
You're telling me, Dan.
Yep.
We have done 100 episodes of this show.
I believe so.
The show Totes Recall?
.com, yes.
It's taken us 7 years to do that?
That's right.
Wow.
Do the math. That's an inconsistent release schedule. Or is it a consistent release schedule with bonus episodes?
Yeah, you're welcome.
The latter.
Yes, it is
that
the latter.
That is correct. We have never missed a month in 7 years.
Wow. Take that.
Most other podcasts.
Yeah.
And specifically, it's been the 15th of the month every month for 7 years.
I believe so. I might have been late like one day.
Well, a true Totes head will be able to tweet us with that exact date.
Yep. Hashtag Beth, you screwed up on this date.
And then delete your account because no one cares.
Yeah. Get over yourself.
What we did wrong. Only what we did right, which is making this podcast.
100 times.
100 times.
Yeah.
And we're done.
What?
Wait.
Is this the end?
No.
Oh, we're not. Okay.
No. We have to make at least 101, right? So we can watch the sequel. That's right.
We are now pivoting to a 101 Dalmatian themed podcast. Go watch Cruella, I guess.
No, are we watching the live action version or are we watching the animated?
OG. Animated.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, what a treat. Yeah, that's great news.
I'm excited. This was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Really? Go on.
I don't know if I don't think I've only seen it once. I'm sorry for interrupting telling Beth to keep talking.
Man, am I right?
Yeah. Real quick, while on the topic, since we're back, baby, let it be known that since we are no longer dealing with the delays of internet talking, when Dan and I interrupt someone else, it is entirely because we're men. There is no additional layer of like, oh, I didn't know if you were talking. Okay, I'm sorry, you go. It is now entirely just because Dan and I have opinions and feel compelled to share them.
Because I was so interested in this being Beth's favorite movie.
Well, I mean, it was one of my favorites, probably. Mm. But I had it on VHS.
Nice.
The cover, it was one of those like white clamshell VHS cassette tapes.
Yep.
But the cover had come off. So my dad, it was like just the white, like there's like a clear plastic layer and then the image would slide into that. Yep. And then like the white plastic underneath. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff came off. It was just the white plastic. And my dad wrote 101 Dalmatians on the side.
Nice.
In fact, I can probably find that and take a picture of it.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't draw a dog or anything?
Yeah.
Woof woof.
Well, no, I don't think so. Hmm. But the other thing that I remember about this, I feel like I have so many like merch memories from this. Because I also, when I was a kid that the live action one came out and my dad at the time worked at a film shipping place, which was in the North Loop in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And I don't even know if it was called the North Loop at that time. Has it always been the North Loop? Who knows? Local reference.
Yeah, we love
listen
it.
To the last episode if you want to hear local references. All right. But he worked in a shipping place. So at some point in time, the studios would send film to distributors, and then the distributors would send them to theaters, mm-hmm. The film. But now they have DVDs, so that no longer exists, that company. But he used to get like film merch all the time. And so we had all these posters with the different dogs on them.
Oh, like the 101?
Well,
there's 101 posters.
Okay. There's technically, so there's the parent dogs.
Right. Oh, yeah. Are they?
They are part of the 101. They have 99 puppies.
Oof. Oh.
Is that in one go? She has a litter of 99 puppies?
Yeah, she has
puppies?
A litter of 99.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that. The premise of this movie is bananas.
I mean, she would not look the way she does. She's a very thin and attractive dog.
She's Hollywood pregnant.
Yeah.
So, and the premise of this movie is that there is a man and a woman, and they each own a dog, and they run into each other at a park
something.
Yeah.
Are we getting double meet cute?
Yes.
Wow.
I think the dogs are like DTF. From moment one.
Okay. That is gross.
Hey, well, they had 99 babies.
Yeah. Dogs be banging.
And the people are like, bah, 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 bah. They don't care about each other. So the dogs like parent trap them.
Are these people British?
Yes.
Because there's like a Bobby.
Okay.
Let's do a bet. Let's bet on that.
I bet British.
Okay.
I also bet on British.
What are you
it's
doing?
Me, James Bond.
Wow. Which one? Say that?
James Bond?
Yes.
Pierce Brosnan's James Bond.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, is your eye a golden one? Well, call a James Bond.
A what?
A James Bond.
Wow.
Wow. What I know about this movie, it is beautifully animated. It is one of the films that was animated in the most time-consuming way possible and is often pointed to as an excellent example.
An achievement, would you say?
An achievement.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, think about all those dots.
Ooh. Yeah.
So many spots.
Yikes.
Spots times 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, I bet some shots, they're just kind of like... have like a blurry white and black thing in the back. I'm like, it's the other dogs.
We're not going to get to know all the dogs.
Well, that,
right?
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say is like the posters were like the main dogs that they focused on. And in the live action, there's like one that's like princess and she has spots that looks like a necklace. And then I think one is named Spot.
Okay.
That's Beth's bet.
Spot. I don't remember the puppies being all that important character-wise, because there's like a crew of dogs after the puppies get stolen by Cruella de Vil so she can kill them all and make a coat.
Right.
Wow.
Right?
That's the premise.
Then like the parental dogs get another dog crew. I remember a scene where they like bark and then like one bark to another bark and there's like a bark telephone happens and all the dogs get rallied and there's a bloodhound dog that's like got a great attitude and is like maybe kind of bumbly, like a Mr. Magoo type, and he's got a buddy that's maybe like a what's the dog from Monopoly? Schnauzer? Scotty dog. Scotty or Yorkie.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. Bloodhound and Scotty, I think, are like a buddy cop.
So you're saying there's like a dog equivalent of that scene in The Lord of the Rings where they light all those pyres on the mountain?
Absolutely.
Nice. All right. Awesome.
Wow, I don't remember any of those details.
Me neither. I only remember... Here's what I remember about this movie. You ready?
Yep.
I remember there are a bunch of dogs.
Yep.
I remember... I'm pretty sure human dad wears a sweater vest.
Yeah, and he's got a pipe. He's got a sick pipe.
Okay, nice. And then I remember Cruella de Vil making a sweet turn in her, like, murder car. That's basically it.
Oh, yeah, she does have a murder car.
Does her license plate says de Vil on it, right?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But it's spelled devil.
Is it nice. Coupe de Vil?
Oh, probably.
Nice.
Molly's bet is a Coupe de Ville.
That makes sense.
Love it.
She's
got henchmen, right?
Oh,
she must.
She'd have to, right?
Like two guys that steal the puppies?
Yeah, like you think one well-to-do upper-crust lady is going to steal 99 dogs herself? No.
No. She hires people. She hires some crimers.
She's got some toughs.
She's got some toughs.
Crimer toughs.
Some crimers.
And she's I don't remember their names. She's got one of those cigarette holders. Nice. And she's always waving it.
Yep.
Wait, are they French?
Who?
No. Who? Does this, the henchman?
No, is this, does this take place in France?
What?
No, no. British.
This is a fun bet.
Always why are we bet not taking on bets? British, the James Bond says.
It's the premise of the podcast, says Janet Brosnan.
Hello, Mom.
Oh I had to stop my shopping at Costco where you can buy Kirkland's Best to remind you that the premise of this show is you make some bets. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
What's happened?
That happened.
Get number north. To the Highlands a little bit. Yeah.
Cut all of that.
No, not at all. That hits very differently when we're all around a table together, by the way.
Yeah.
The Brosnan clan.
It's terrifying.
Have they ever been in person?
No, they've never.
Brosnan? I believe Chris Brosnan is a digital creation.
Yeah, I believe the Brosnans were created over the course of this past year.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure, I feel like, I had in my head that Cruella is an American, but she's in England.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds like a fun bet. I will also bet on that.
That seems correct.
I think
also maybe it's in France. She has a long cigarette. And she has a cigarette holder.
Yeah, but rich people, haven't you ever seen the penguin? Tim Burton penguin, other penguin. They've got, the cigarette holders, just like fancy people.
I guess so.
Black and white attire.
Here's another thing I remember, memory related to this movie. When I used to be in dance when I was a kid, and for one of the finales one year, the year that movie came out, the live action one, we danced to Cruella de Vil, the song.
Oh yeah,
and one of the dancers who was like a senior that year, she played Cruella, and then she came out and did a dance, and then all of us came out and we had white t-shirts that we had drawn black spots on, kids looked like little puppies. And then they did the finale together.
Did you do like a weird little puppy dance where you like put your hands up and...
I don't know if we did any puppy...
She like ran after you with a long knife. Was like, give me that skin. I'm going to put it on me. Or whatever the song goes.
I don't think
she doesn't sing the song.
How the song goes at all.
It's about her.
Oh.
If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Ooh, that's a bet for me because Twitter just told me this because of that new Cruella movie that came out.
Yeah.
That I have no reason to dispute. The dad, the human dad, is like, makes that song kind of for no reason other than to be shitty.
Oh, she's the boss. She's the woman's boss.
Whoa. Oh.
I think she works at that. And then he's like, she's a bee. Your boss is a bee. Mm-hmm. And then he sings that song because he's maybe a musician.
And he clarifies the bee is not for boss.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other human beings in this movie?
I think there's a Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we got Bobby.
Oh, do you think that the bloodhound is a cop's dog?
Oh, that's a
hot bet.
Bobby dog.
I believe that's true.
I love that.
I believe that's true. I believe he is dressed in a police uniform.
Oh my God, I would.
Really?
Oh, right? I'm going to love this movie if that's the case.
And he's got like great wrinkles. He's got a great wrinkly dog. I think there's wrinkle dog bits. Like where a wrinkle covers an eye and they got to move up the wrinkle.
Yep, that seems
Scotty
right.
Scotty dog's got to be like,
does this one have racist breeds or is that a different Disney movie?
The Aristocats definitely does.
That's what the Siamese.
And I think Lady and the Tramp has the racist cats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. No, it's both. It is both.
Same cats?
I believe that they are both Siamese cats.
Huh.
Or all three of them are.
All right.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't have any cats, right? Or is there a cat? Is there a cat just like, ugh, I hate all this. I hate these people and dogs.
I bet there's cats.
One sassy cat.
I will make a bet, Molly.
I'm going to bet specifically one sassy cat who is just put upon by all of this.
I'll double down on that sass cat.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a neighbor has a cat and the
who's
cat's
just like,
ugh,
shut up.
Okay, if there are any two cats or dogs that are female identifying and they communicate with each other in any language, I am willing to accept that as a pass on the Bechdel Wallace.
Okay.
Barkdale Meowless. What do we call it?
A better one came up. Walrus?
Something walrus.
Yeah, Barkdale
Walrus?
Yeah, Barkdale Walrus. Yes.
Because that covers more animals in the animal kingdom.
Very good.
I mean, I think animated animals are going to talk to each other for sure.
Yeah.
But are they going to be female identified animals?
Wait, was that?
Well, Molly's saying that we could pass both at once.
Oh, a double pass.
Because the barktail walrus was just animals.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Slam dunk on that one.
Yeah. But Yeah, I think there's going to be maybe a girl dog.
Yeah, and she'll probably have a little pink bow or something.
Yeah, apart from the mother, and I think they'll talk to each other.
I'm gonna vote no on Bechdel Wallace.
Wow.
Yes, on Barktail Walrus.
Here's a question though: if the human woman speaks to the dog and then in English, and then the dog speaks back, but then when it cuts to, she's just barking at the woman. Do you know what I mean?
I think as long as the communication is clearly perceived, right? Okay. It's not just random barking.
Yeah.
I feel like massive point of the Bechdel Wallace is that it is so easy to pass.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think by making it even easier, we're, you know, honoring the idea.
But is it the two parties have to know they're communicating, or we, the audience, have to know they're communicating?
No, the two parties have to know they're communicating.
So, okay. Like, if Lady Mom, if Mom Mation.
What?
Penny?
The
what's
animated
her name?
Mom?
Does it start with a
Mom Mation?
Dalmatian.
Oh.
Dalmomtian. I'm sorry.
I thought you meant. Yeah.
If Dalmomtian says, like, oh, look out, there's a Cruella in the house, and then it cuts to human woman, and she just hears bark, 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 but she's like, what's that, Penny?
Oh.
I need to look around. Like, that will count because it's like, clearly she's receiving the intent of the dog.
Okay. Intent of it, right? It's not just like, oh, she's barking, right?
No, yeah, she's like, shut up, there's no squirrels.
Yeah.
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 All right.
What are their names? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know... Pogo, Pongo.
Wow.
Pongo?
What? Pongo.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
I think the dad is Pongo. I think he's the
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian. Dalmatian.
Oh my gosh.
Write that down.
And then I think her name also starts with a P. I want to say it's not Penny though.
Percy? Percival.
Percy's maybe he's named Percy.
Baby?
She's named Pongo?
I feel like Pongo's in there.
I thought Pongo was the kid.
What kid?
Well, not the kid, like a Dalmatian.
Yeah, puppy. One of the puppies is like kind of rambunctious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that's the runt for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They love the runt.
Yeah.
How many identifiable Dalmatians will
there
be?
Oh, he doesn't have spots.
Oh.
Is that true? Maybe he has one spot.
Is that his name spot?
Maybe.
He's real cute. He's like, oh, Pongo, I have a spot.
How many Dalmatians that we care about are actually like... How many speaking parts to the Dalmatians have? You know what I mean?
Puppies? I'm going to guess 5 speaking puppies.
Okay, let's go.
That's high.
Spot. Ruff.
God damn it.
Bethany.
Philip.
There's definitely Princess in the live action one. I don't know if she exists in this one.
Okay.
Let's go for it, Princess.
On brand, readable notes.
So, because my understanding from what you were saying, Beth, is that there's like this, there's like the main cast of the puppies, and then the rest of them are essentially like
extras,
the dancers, like they're the dancers of the
Greek
movie,
exactly.
Like they're mostly just sort of like run over the crimers at some point in a hilarious,
but also
hijinks.
Like for most of the time they're stolen, right? That's the bulk of the movie is trying to get the puppies back.
I also feel like this has some Home Alone vibes in how the puppies protect, like try to escape.
Nice.
I feel like they're, I think they're like thrown into like a mud pile or like tar or something.
We're saying
at some point.
Cover up their spot.
Oh, I think they do disguise themselves. There is a disguise where they're like, oh, that's a bunch of Labradors. Fuck them.
Yeah, I think they roll around in soot.
Yes.
In the fireplace?
Chimney soot.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's
a great bet.
Chim Dalmatian.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Wait. So maybe. Okay. Maybe. Okay. The humans, I think, Beth's bet are Percy and Penny.
The humans are Percy and Penny.
Yes. And then I think the dad nation is Pongo, and I cannot remember her name.
You think it's a P? Is that Princess?
Maybe. No.
Pamela.
Priscilla.
Oh. No. Like the, isn't that
Pepper.
Yes.
Or Piper. Both of those are fun names.
Pepper.
These are all
Pippa.
Maybe that's a royal.
Maybe it's not a P at all and it's like something completely weird and it's like weird.
Yep.
Elizabeth.
Victoria.
Like the queen.
Yes.
Noe. Yes. Excellent. So... I'm really thinking I have never seen this movie.
Nice.
Because none of this sounds that familiar. I think what I've seen is the original live action one.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even there, I can't picture that much. So is there a lot of music in it? Is it like Mary Poppins levels of music?
I can only think of Cruella de Vil.
I feel like it's like Robin Hood level songs.
Mm, sure. Okay.
It's like a couple, but it's not like...
They're not stopping not and be like, now musical. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Yeah. La, 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 la. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more like maybe the dog crew has this little song about like, we're going to rescue something. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. I can only remember Cruella de Vil song. Yeah.
Rascal. Is that one? I don't know.
Great. Write it down. With your incredibly legible notes, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's bad. We won't be able to read any of the Dalmatian names that Dan wrote down.
That's fair. Oh, Coupe de Ville. I was like, did you just write down Cruella de
Ville? Just in case.
Just to be clear, yeah. We believe she's in this movie. Yeah. Okay. She has a big yellow coat and white and black hair.
Yeah. How much does she rule on a scale of like, I don't know, Ursula to someone who sucks?
I'm going to say she's like, I'm going to say she's not even able to touch Ursula's lowest tendril.
Wow.
But is still higher than, say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the Disney movies we've watched.
Like Malfeasance? What's her name?
Maleficent.
Malfeasance.
Okay. She's definitely.
What about Scar? Scar's not that good.
Yeah. Sure. She's on the level of, I'm going to say she's at least on the level of old hag version of Evil Queen in Snow White. Possibly above, because she'll get maybe more screen time and have more lines than just Buried Alive.
Yeah. Buried Alive rules.
So I'm going to say she rules more than other Disney villains, but she's not
above
like,
average.
Above average rule.
Above average rule.
Yeah.
But no one's going to, come on, you can't match Ursula. Are you kidding?
Yeah. What are they doing? Why aren't they making a Cruella movie? I mean, first, stop making the same movie over and over.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make an Ursula movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I care about the origin of a puppy killer.
Right?
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know. She has killed puppies. These are not going to be her.
She's definitely
first 99.
She's like a serial puppy killer?
No, she just loves that
she's
fur.
She's definitely
right?
killed lots of animals though.
Okay. She's the got first a puppy.
Huge
thing, right?
Fur coat.
She's four fur. She's four fur. Mm. And I think the woman who I believe is named Penny, works for her. Mm. And she finds out that her dog is pregnant. And she's like, give me them puppies.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, she's thirsty for puppy skins.
Yes.
So there's like a labor issue here too.
She's like, I think she's like, I will buy your puppies from you. And she's like, no, absolutely not.
Uh-huh. And then
she's like, well, then I got to steal them.
What's the guy's name? What? Percy? Percy Go?
Percy.
Percy.
Just
Percy. Percy does some check ripping up and like flailing his gangly limbs in anger and waving his pipe and is like, you get out of here.
Hum, oh, hum, I hum, see. Hum, so hum, then she's like, I'll just take the puppy.
Yeah.
Nyah, 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 nyah.
Come on. Thud and Clunk.
we think their names are Thud and Clunk.
I love it.
Yeah. Molly, before we dance phone dice, how should we rate this movie?
Well, I was thinking about how much I hate Cruella. Mm-hmm. And so I think we should rate it Cruella du Devils.
Du Devils.
Du Devils.
Like poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So is this a Cruella, like this effigy of Cruella made out of poop?
Or like it came from her.
Is it her poop?
Oh,
it is like a pinata like effigy.
Mm-hmm. Made of poop?
Shaped like an emoji.
Oh, okay.
Like a doo-doo emoji, but with her head and arms and legs.
Oh,
I get it.
No actual feces involved.
No, okay. No.
What's inside the pinata, though?
Oh, yeah. Feces?
No, it's Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs?
Yep.
Like,
ooh, that's a hard scramble.
How many Tic Tacs?
Are they in like the plastic dispensers or loose Tic Tacs?
No. I mean, probably some of them have come
loose. Sure, obviously, if you're going to smack a pinata, like some of those are going to pop open.
Yeah, some of those are going to pop open.
But it's not fully loose Tic Tacs.
No, and it's got like the orange kind and like whatever that white flavor is.
Wintergreen.
Yeah, it's got all
kinds.
Yeah, all kinds.
So it's still fun.
Oh, it's fun.
I like Tic Tacs, but all Tic Tacs? it's going to be some disappointment. No, that's Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like it carries the same experience you have with Cruella herself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you're just like, oh.
Even as little as it promises, it's still disappointing.
Right.
Right.
But also, yeah. She's probably going to rule.
Yeah. All right, Dan.
Yes.
You go first, and we know this.
Yeah, of course you know this, because we're sitting around the table around. We're back, baby. yeah, I think I only saw this movie like one time ever in my life, so I have no real nostalgic confidence about how much I care about it, other than she makes a sweet turn in her murder car at some point. But I feel like this is one of the more beloved of the Disney properties, so I'm going to trust pop culture and say four Cruella
Dudevilles.
I am hanging four Dudevilles around my party space.
Oh, right.
Okay, yep. Cool.
Yeah, they're pinatas.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Beth.
I loved this as a child. I don't think I've seen it since then. But I think it's going to be one of the more enjoyable Disney animated movies. So I'm also going to say four. And I have a late bet that one of the crimers is named Jasper.
Love it.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good crimer, British crimer name.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Me. I'm like more excited about this movie than I feel like I should be. I'm like... this is a middle of the road average movie, but over talking about it, I'm like finding myself very jazzed. So I guess I'm also going to say four, and I don't know what I'm going to like, but something. Molly?
That's cool. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this, which is embarrassing because I really thought I had, but if I did see it, I probably saw it at like an outdoor festival or something.
What?
You know, like you go to like the park and they have a big screen and they project the film there. Or maybe
Did you also think she meant like Fish was playing and then on the other stage they were just showing Disney movies?
Yeah.
No, not like that.
Like Sundance.
The Fox Theater in Atlanta used to have
Radford.
Yeah.
Family nights and they would show films. So maybe I have seen it. I just, the more you describe, the less I remember.
Mm.
It's almost like you're subtracting memory from me. So
wow.
I have an additional bet.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
Purdy.
What?
Purdy. I think her name is Purdy.
Which one?
Purdy.
Like dog Purdy. Or human?
Mom. Dog mom shin.
Got it.
Wait, no, that's not
Del Momshin.
Del Momshin.
Dog momshin works too. It's just then I feel like we're not confirming the dogness of dad.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, So I will... I'm going to go ahead and be Bill Baggins below Biggs Betts.
Back, baby.
Five.
Great.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Because why wouldn't it be great? It sounds awesome.
I mean, the very premise of this movie is potential animal danger.
I mean, it's very much animal danger.
Okay, I give it a one.
Wow.
Wow. I already wrote five.
Yep, too
There's
late.
No room.
We'll see how you really feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I didn't think
back.
About the animal baby. Danger.
You didn't?
That's the plot of the movie.
This is a tip. Why are we watching this?
Oh, my God.
I think it will be delightful.
It's episode 100. It's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and with that, we're going to hit pause, go watch 101 Dalmatians, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. You're still listening to the podcast. So I don't know why I said hello. We said hello like 30 minutes ago. But
yeah, it's just polite.
Also,
polite.
Hello again. This
for the 100th time.
For the 100th time, hello.
Again.
This is, as you have heard many times now, our 100th episode. Yay. And also our 7-year anniversary.
Yay.
And none of this would be possible without the generous support of our patrons.
For real. Hey.
Patrons help us cover lots of we got new microphones and equipment and we've been able to do a couple live shows. Yeah. We get pizza and salads from our patrons. Thank you, patrons. And, what else? Patrons are amazing.
They are amazing.
So,
they've started contributing to the show now even.
It's true.
So Discord questions,
voicemails,
all over the place.
All over.
So if you want to join the squadron of patrons.
Wow. Love that.
Wow.
Yeah. Head to patreon.com/totesrecall. Nope. And make sure to check out, there's lots of different levels. You can donate as little as $1 a month.
Wow.
Wow.
If I want to control Totes Recall and make them watch the movie of my choosing, I executive produce, that's got to be what, like $1,000, right?
No, guess what? It's not. It's only $25 a month for 1 year.
Wow.
Wow.
So at the end of that year, you can sponsor an episode or you can just pay for the whole year at once and get a discounted price.
Mm.
And you get to pick the movie that we watch.
Wow.
So I would suggest Homeward Bound.
Yeah. I would also suggest that. Also, so far, zero people have joined the tier that forces Dan and I to competitively eat a fruit of your choice.
That's right.
So just putting still that out there.
I think there's a limited number of...
I think it's six, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you have one out of six chances to tell us which fruit to eat competitively.
I think that was our last anniversary show.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, because we watched Con Air, and I think we said six for 6 years.
Yes.
So...
But now it's been a whole year of no one.
Yeah, so it's been
the fruit thing came from Face Off, right?
Because you can eat peach for hours. Yep, that's what I meant. I meant Face Off, not Con Air. Okay. I'm sorry.
We ate a peach for days.
Yeah,
and then we bet how fast we eat a peach.
Something like that. It's unclear. Check the tapes.
Check the tapes.
And of course you have because you're all number one totes heads. But you could be number one or totes heads.
Yeah.
If you go to
not all number ones
Patreon.com/totesrecall.
And we're back. We just watched 81 minutes of, you know, a surprising amount of animal danger, but also just a lot of really incredible animation and fun story. We watched 101 Dalmatians. And we're back.
We did watch
and
that.
And we're back, baby. 101 Dalmatians.
101% Utah.
100 episodes. 100% Utah. 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The three 100s.
Of any podcast.
Before we get too much into the podcast that we're doing, Totes Recall, we like to do a little segment that has been really...
Yeah, I've heard of this.
It's climbing up the award charts.
I'm going to say it is... It got a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got a lot of traction in the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of 101 lists, it plays...
It was second overall, but then the first one dropped out and the international... podcast Mona. And so we were number one.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes, for this segment specifically.
Yeah, I actually was talking to my good friend, President. They said that this is their favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was also there. I was hiding in the... And I overheard your conversation and agree that that President said that.
Yep.
Of course, 60-second summary is the segment in which we summarize the movie we just watched, 101 Dalmatians, in 60 seconds or
I am ready
less.
With the timer.
Oh.
Well, okay. Fuck me, then.
We're back, baby. I will volunteer to do it.
As is traditional.
As is tradition. If anybody else wants to step in?
No.
Nope. Great.
I just need a really long description of the opening begin now.
We open on a slow zoom onto Pongo talking about his bachelor pad, but you're led to believe maybe it's the man talking, but it's not. It's the dog. He's the narrator. And he's like, I live with a man and I got to get this man hooked up. So he ogles some dogs and women from the window.
Doggles.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. And decides that Roger, his human companion, needs to hook up with a lady who has a female Dalmatian. Everybody gets together. They get married and dog married. And then they have 15 puppies. Mm-hmm. The lady dog has 15 puppies. Then Cruella de Vil is there. She is the human wife's friend and wants to steal all the puppies to kill him and make a coat. They're like, no, you can't kill our puppies for a coat. So she has goons steal them, and then the dogs activate the Twilight Bark, yes. which is a barking network of all dogs.
Oh, 2 seconds.
In London, and, all wow. and then they Oof. Recover the puppies.
Wow. I'm so
Not
sorry.
So easy, is it? It's almost like an experienced veteran is what brings such award-winning consistency to this segment. Two-second warning.
I really apologize. Wow. A time went by so quickly.
Yeah, that's why you use a wristwatch and look at it the entire time.
Yeah.
Peek behind the curtain.
Wow. Well, that's the summary.
Okay.
And we did it.
I think there are just a couple of just quick things to add.
Yeah, one, Dan should be the timer.
Hey, some of our sponsors said they want to switch it up, see something different. Okay. But I think that was a little too different, to be honest. Yeah. So a couple important things. One is Cruella de Vil does not explicitly state she's going to turn them into coats.
Right.
No. And if this were the first time we watched this movie, that would be a big surprise.
Right.
Probably at some point later. And there was a dramatic moment where it was only 14 puppies.
Oh.
And there was a little bundle of puppy.
Jesus.
And they resuscitated.
Yeah.
This was a tough movie for me in some places.
It's hilarious to me to watch this movie having just told everyone what I thought the movie was about, having just seen it when I watched it as a kid, because so many things have been true in my head for so long mm-hmm. that were not true at all. Like Cruella de Vil is not her boss.
No.
They are friends from college or something.
School friends.
Which in England could mean fucking anything.
Yeah.
Could mean like, oh, we both went to St. Blasdale's school for young girls who are rich and are sheltered until they're married off.
And like Anita, that's her name, is the...
Anita and Roger are the couple.
Yeah. And... they need to cut Cruella out of her life. Like, we don't know why she's around.
No.
She's the worst. She walks in, she, like, ashes everywhere.
She's got, like...
Has green smoke.
Yeah, like, what is she smoking?
She's, like, smoking absinthe. Yeah. Puts her cigarette out in their cupcake.
It's so rude.
So rude.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolute, like, rude even for a villain.
Makes fun of Roger and his little jingles.
Yeah.
So Cruella needs to get cut out of their lives.
Yeah.
She is a toxic, literally and figuratively, figure in their lives.
Yeah. She like breaks into their house after the puppies are born. Is like, now give them to me. Yeah.
Like, also, oh, they don't have any spots. They're garbage dogs.
Someone who is that obsessed with animal fur, you would think would at least understand they have to be more than 1 minute old. I guess she's just that obsessed and that...
I mean, this is a woman who we learn by the end of the movie has already purchased 84 puppies from various pet stores. We assume at least some of the puppies said they were from a pet store, but who knows where they all came from. So now, okay, so here's my question then. Do you think Cruella de Vil never actually went to school with Anita, and she just like convinced a bunch of rich women with Dalmatians that she went to school with them, but because of like properness and like high society courtesy, they're all just like, oh, of course, Cruella. And she's just been using this network of fake friends to gather those puppies for the last who knows how long.
Well, one of the puppies does say they were bought and paid for at a pet store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's like,
but it does feel like maybe Cruella only has friends for the purpose of mining them for various things.
For
that she wants.
Sure.
And like, I just feel like she came upon the idea of making a Dalmatian coat like suddenly.
Yeah, the timeline is very suspect.
And then bought only puppies?
Right.
Like, why don't you buy like full grown dogs, even Horace and Jasper, her two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Sorry.
It's true. Ugh,
it's grim. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess this is another one of those things that's like, it sort of comes back to like what we had with the witches, where it's just sort of like part of the evil plan is dependent on like an acceptance of a certain reality of that particular industry in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Like she's like, apparently, because I'm picturing like she literally drove around all over the island to pet stores.
Bought Dalmatian
puppies. And then like, was mad that she, like, she did the math and she's like, I don't have enough.
Yeah. And then the plan was like, put him in her old manor that's yes. like falling her apart.
Creepy old manor.
I have questions about that manor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's got two hired goons that are just supposed to like figure it out, like slaughter right? 99 puppies and then provide her with their skin.
Yeah. Their job is, I mean, how much are they getting paid?
Jasper I don't know. And Horace, yeah. I really felt for in some ways.
Right. I mean,
until
they
turned full evil at the end.
I mean, they were pretty cruel to the lovely nanny.
That's pretty
early on.
Yeah. When there. They home invade the yes. Roger and Anita's house.
Yeah. Oof. But yeah, like, because okay, so at some point, Cruella de Vil came upon these two gentlemen mm-hmm. and said, I will pay you some amount of money.
What do they keep saying a specific thing?
Oh, my, their boodle?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Boodle.
We want our boodle. Which I yeah, assume it means like that. Their money.
Yes.
So yeah, at some point she, I mean, who knows how she even connected with them, but she's like, here's what I need you to do. I need you to... most of the time, just sit around in my creepy old family manse
yeah.
and just, I guess, keep these puppies alive. And also, at some point, figure out the best, most efficient way to murder them all. Yeah.
Oh. Get their skins onto me.
Yes.
And like, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but they're not going to do a good job.
No.
No.
You know?
Like, those are the two people she has? That's her whole staff?
I mean, it seems to me like maybe she spends all of her money on coats and none on upkeep or on hiring crimers.
Yeah, she spends her money on souping up that car.
Mm-hmm. That car is sweet.
That car yeah. is sweet.
And handles way so better well. Than it should in oh, the snow. It, like the deep
incredible.
Snow.
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely had that souped up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like she went to
yeah.
John St. Toretto's garage.
It does take place in London, but yes. it goes all the way out to the countryside. I think before we get too much further, we have to talk about the most magical element of this entire movie, which is the Twilight Bark.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When the dogs, Pongo and Purdy.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. Mm-hmm.
Eventually. Yeah. It was a last minute pull, but I did it.
Did
yep.
It. Decide that the humans are useless.
Yes.
And they're going to have to find their puppies themselves. They activate the Twilight Bark, which is...
oh, my God.
These are just dogs barking all over and like relaying messages.
But it was like so much more than we'd even imagined.
Yeah.
Because when you described it in the first half, Dan, I just pictured like, oh, they bark and they go like maybe like a couple blocks. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, no, let's go find the puppies. But no.
Yeah, we get a wonderful like cornucopia of distinct dog breeds and characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
They like bark and the Great Dane and the little short schnauzer or something yeah. hear it. And they're a fun little pair.
They are a fun little pair.
Yes. And then one is very big and one is very small.
I love mm-hmm. a big dog, small dog.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of what I was thinking of when I said Bloodhound and Scotty Dog, but right. it's not them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then they do. Neither one was wearing a police uniform.
That's true. Oh, that was a disappointment.
That was a disappointment. No Bobby Cop. Bobby Dog. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Cop?
Bobby Cop.
Doggy Cop.
Bobby Dog is okay. what I was trying to say. Yeah. Beth, leave this in.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
And they bark at like a Scotty Dog who rattles some pipes. But then we get the bloodhound, ooh. And I was like, oh, there's a bloodhound. He's yes. alone.
Yeah. Good enough. Like yeah. a great bloodhound.
At least we got the bloodhound.
Yeah.
But
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Because the bloodhound has a goose friend.
Oh, that goose.
Like this. Yeah. That is the moment where this movie suddenly just like catapulted to greatness. Where it's like, okay, Twilight Bark, amazing. Here's a uh-huh. bunch of dogs barking each other around. All of England, suddenly a very sweet goose friend waddles up to this bloodhound and is like all in. That mm-hmm. goose is like a full participant of yeah. the Twilight Bark.
They're yep. both very competent.
That goose holds up the bloodhound's ear.
Yes. Assistant to the bloodhound.
Yes. Like, and that is like, I mean, you know, it's all okay. And we'll have to talk about this more as we get to the end of the Twilight Bark Network, yeah. but like, it does seem like there is a system, a hierarchy in place. So it almost seems like, was that goose stationed there to hold up the Bloodhound's ear to help with the transfer information?
I mean, maybe originally. Now I think
now they're the best of friends.
I mean, absolutely. I think they're in love.
What?
I think they're married.
What? Married?
Yeah.
That's how you read that relationship?
We didn't see a dog goose wedding. So how would we know that they're married? By the way, we see the dogs get married, so it's okay.
Okay that they
have puppies.
Dog to flock.
Yeah. Hey, that's what that dog and goose are doing.
Yeah.
Nice. No.
Dog to flock. Nope.
are dog to, quick jump back to the beginning of the movie. Yep. Those Dalmatians are dog to flock.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Pongo sees Purdy out the street, he is ready to rock.
Yeah, but she does take some convincing.
No, she does. She is less. I mean, she's interested.
She's mm-hmm. interested.
She does make Nala-level eyes.
She does at the end. Once they dump themselves in the pond and then everything seems to be working out, yeah. mm-hmm. she does give him a bit of a... We yes. are going to bang later.
There was a double meet cute, and it is orchestrated by Pongo, yes. the narrator and main dog of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize for jumping that far back to the
movie. No, no. It's hard because, yeah, that Twilight Bark really does bring you from London all the way out, like pretty far into countryside.
Yeah.
Because there's, at that point, the movie becomes a rescue mm-hmm. movie. That involves a lot of animal danger in snowy and
just
icy conditions.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's a point where through a lot of work and a cat, we were correct. There is one cat, but not disdainful, not sassy.
No. The kind of the like hero of the day.
Yeah. Really does all the work.
Yeah.
In rescuing these puppies. But anyway, there's a moment where these puppies are trekking back across the snow, and it is brutal.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
It's like not going to make it.
No, they're just a bunch of like really cold and tired puppies.
And Lucky's like, my toes are froze. And my tail is froze. And my paws are froze.
Pongo.
Spoke for all of us. Yeah. And then you think all hope is lost, but then that Twilight Network comes through.
Yeah. Magical Collie.
Good.
Collie gets them to a dairy barn, but even there they have to like slowly turn to change direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they get there.
Oh, there's four lovely cows.
Lovely cows.
Ride their milk to the puppies.
So enthusiastically ready to help those pups.
Yeah.
Oh, Queenie, Duchess, Princess.
And another one.
And fourth one.
And fourth one.
Fourth cow.
Oh, P.S. This movie passes the Bechdel-Wallace so frequently.
Yes.
Yeah.
With humans and animals.
Humans and animals. Yep, absolutely. Because I'd forgotten or I didn't know about the housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
She talks.
Yeah.
she does talk.
Yep. And of course, the cows all talk to each other, and there are a few other ones.
Yeah. Well. Anita and Cruella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. Ugh.
Right at the top.
Yep.
So, yep. You don't have to be kind to pass the Bechdel-Wallace.
No, you can just stick a cigarette right in a cupcake.
And then ash into the tea that's offered to you.
Yeah. So rude.
Oh,
rude.
And criticize not just your friend's house, but her entire life.
Yes.
Oh,
and her husband's profession.
Oh.
She just laughed and laughed at it, like the idea that he would make money off of this music.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And sorry, we have to just talk about Cruella de Vil's telephone.
Oh yeah.
She has a telephone.
What? Where did she buy that?
Right?
That was basically the devil.
Yeah.
In telephone claw form.
Yeah. It looked like if someone told you like, okay, we need a phone that is a direct line to Satan. Yeah. Like that is kind of the design you'd go for.
It really is. It's like the president's phone, but
okay.
Bad.
Here is Israelites of a question I have.
Yes. Yep.
When they're at the DeVille house,
yeah.
I can't remember what they keep saying.
Hell Hall.
Hell Hall.
Oh, do we?
Okay, there's a photo of a man on the wall.
Oh.
Do you think that's her husband or her dad?
Ooh.
And also, do you think that is the devil in human form?
Ooh.
And that phone actually does call the devil because she needs to talk to
her dad.
Her dad or husband.
Was that the picture they were throwing darts at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I vote dad. And the reason I vote dad is because the whole house is in disrepair. Mm. And to me, that says old money.
I also vote dad because it seems like one of those things where it's like, They have the old manse in wherever county. And then they have, I assume she has some flat in London where she fills it with insane decorations and cigarette smoke. And her dad died and left all this money. And then she just let the house go to crap because she was a society gal in London.
Just blowing all her money on furs.
Furs and crime hiring.
Yeah.
And cigarettes, of course. I'm pretty sure she doesn't eat.
Yeah.
I think she only survives on cigarettes.
If she's supposed to be like this, roughly the same age as Anita. She's been living some hard years.
Yeah,
she's ghoulish.
She somehow has gone white on only half of her head.
Yeah,
I mean something happened there. There's a story there.
Yeah,
I do. Shout out to the character designers of this movie. I love the fact that, like, I remember that Carilla wore a big coat, but I did not remember that, like, literally her entire substance in frame was almost all coat. Like, she has barely any human body to speak of. She just wears this like absolutely enormous fur coat
with, like,
all the time.
Feet hanging from it, or like little tails ends, or whatever.
And her purse matches it.
Yep.
It does a good job of making her kind of like monstrous, right? She's kind of got like a hulking monstrous form when you consider the coat to be her outside.
Do you think this new Emma Stone movie answers all these questions?
Yeah, but in a dumb way, not in a way that makes sense.
There is a scene in this movie. I am 99% certain that this is real and not just a joke someone put on the internet. That there is a scene in the new Cruella movie where her mother is murdered by Dalmatians.
What?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
So you see, it's revenge, not just.
No. She just wanted
Shut
a coat.
That down.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Check it out. Sure. On Disney Plus with premium access.
Yeah.
You've got money to burn, right, listeners?
I mean, isn't it still like $30?
Yeah.
I think you can listen to our origin story, which is a lot more fun, and it makes a lot more sense that her dad is the devil and that she has just thrown his fortune at fur.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that actually checks out.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Her mom was not murdered by Dalmatians. How could a cute Dalmatian murder someone?
I don't know.
Did you see those puppies?
Yeah, these were adult Dalmatians, like when Pongo's bite an ass.
He does. They do a good job of making Pongo and Purdy look fearsome.
Yes, they do.
Good job, animators.
Protecting those. The dog animations, as overall, were really good. Like, that was part of the reason the sad parts were so sad. It's like, oh, that is actually what a dog would look like in that scenario.
Oh, I wonder how many puppies they
observed.
When
their eyes are all squinty and their ears are down in the windy snow, I'm like, that is actually what a puppy would do. Oh, God.
Puppy. So hard.
But yeah, they did a lot of good. I knew we were in for a dog-accurate cartoon in the beginning when Pongo did a very accurate stretch on that little couch in the bachelor pad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact about the Twilight bark.
Okay. Interesting.
Nope, it's not. Oh. It's not from a notable source.
I mean, as far as we know, it's not real.
It's
not from a notable source.
It's not from a source that requires a song. It's from a different source.
What is that source, though?
All right.
It's on the internet.
Where on the internet?
I don't remember. Listen, we were grabbing pizza and salad, and we had paused.
Thank you, patrons.
Thank you, patrons. Yes. And I was just like, I need some quick. No, we had stopped for celebratory ice cream cake during the movie.
Yeah.
And I quick, like, I just did a panic search for 101 Dalmatians.
What did
facts.
You search?
The internet, Google.
Oh, Molitor.
Google.com.
She plugged in some words
Google,
on it.
Where
Google.
You type in some words.
She learned
and
about
puppies
on Google.com.
What are you looking for?
Molitor. Google.com.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was really great.
I mean, Beth already had it queued up on the board.
Yeah. So. I just pressed a button.
Yep. No, that was really good. So the fun fact is that all of those dog barks, which were very, there's a huge variety.
Yes.
Yep.
Voiced by one person.
What?
Mm-hmm.
They were voiced?
Voiced.
I really thought they recorded it.
That's what I would have thought too, but according to this internet source I don't remember the name of, They were not. It was a voice actor.
That's awesome.
Wow. Really talented.
Frank Welker of the 1960s.
Did Donald Duck's voice Tudyk. As well.
What? Does he do animal stuff too?
Alan Tudyk. Yeah, he does like every weird animal in current Disney movies.
He does the rooster in Moana.
Frank Welker does all the animals in Warner Brothers cartoons, I think.
By the way, you just mentioned, did we mention what year it came out? We didn't make a prediction in the first half.
It was 1961.
Sorry, we're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
1961, you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the year.
Yep.
We all got it right.
Yep. Because I, in my heart, felt like it was 61. Yeah. We didn't even need to say it out loud.
Right. I thought it was 63, to 61, be honest.
Okay. I mean, I think it would be unfair to the listeners if we didn't point out that when we were talking about it after the movie was over, Dan, throughout the year 1980.
81.
Okay, 81. To which Molly and I were horrified.
That's true.
And I wasn't paying attention.
All right, we're back, baby. So it came out a long time ago. They didn't know about you, Molly.
Oh, right.
They did not know about me. Oh, and this helped Disney pull out of the financial hole they were in after Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, no. They lost money on Sleeping Beauty?
They lost money on Sleeping Beauty. They made money off of 101 Dalmatians, and they found a more inexpensive way to do animation.
Is that why Cruella de Vil drives by like four times that one scene?
Probably. There were a lot of places where you were like, oh, this scene is taking a long time, but it doesn't require a lot of frames.
No.
Yeah.
It's just like, here is a wide shot of the night country air while barks happen.
Yeah.
Or you would see one dog do a thing, and then the dog behind it would then do the thing, and then the dog behind it would do the exact same thing.
Right.
You're like, it's very impressive. There are 99 of them.
Yeah.
Very well
but
done.
It is exactly the same.
Like the exact same animation.
There was only one artist for Cruella de Vil. So
wow.
They were probably pretty stretched. So they had to use that Cruella searching through windows animation three times.
Did that artist also draw the phone?
Ooh.
Oh, I will look that up and get back to you.
We were wondering how much Cruella would be Ruella DeVille.
Wait, what?
How much she would rule.
Oh, got it.
Ruella
DeVille. Ruella DeVille.
Okay.
For me, above average, I believe, was the consensus bet. I liked her design a lot, but something about her didn't do it for me. Like I kept thinking she was going to be more of a character, but maybe it's because she was so one-dimensional. She's basically just like show up and be an asshole and try and kill dogs.
Right.
She's so rude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's not like joyously. She doesn't like take joy in her evilness.
She's not even funny in her evilness.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think she, like when she first came in, I was just like, this has potential because she's got this like crazy smoke prop. She's ashing things out. She's stubbing out cigs and cupcakes. Like, this is a good start. But yeah, the rest of the movie was mostly just her like honking her horn, yelling at Horace and Jasper.
Oh,
and
the number of times different people got called idiot.
Yeah.
It was some firm language.
Yeah. They were like, we have two swears and they are idiot and blinkin'.
Yeah. But sometimes the idiot was used affectionately because Anita would call Roger an idiot all the time, too.
Yeah.
That's true. Very confusing. I'm not just kidding. I was confused.
I mean, it's pretty confusing.
Who knows what it means?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know if she ruled. Again, character design, great.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're dealing with like, this is the company that eventually would create Ursula.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I guess Cruella walked so Ursula could swim really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's why they got to keep making movies with her until they get it right.
Oh, I
that's
see.
Why I think he made it like, we got to get Ruella.
Yeah.
This does make me want to read the book. So this is based
on
the book.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
By Dodie Smith, I think.
Okay.
First name is Dorothy, but nicknamed Dodie.
Nice.
Really sweet. But she wrote it in 1956 because she had a Dalmatian. I think at one point she had 15 puppies. She herself did not have them. Her dog did.
Right.
But her friend said, oh, you should make a coat from them. And
what?
I don't think her friend meant it.
Was her friend?
It was a school friend.
Was she the daughter of the devil?
Well, no, she just mentioned it was her school friend that liked to smoke a lot.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And her father was the devil.
Oh, so okay.
There it is.
Checks out.
But anyway, she wrote it in 19, it got published in 1956 and it got bought by Disney in 57. Mm. And she was very excited because she had hoped that Disney would pick it up.
Ooh.
Yeah. Talk about.
Get that paper.
Right. Yeah.
Signing those checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney.
Oh. Have a good idea now and sell it to Disney next year.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. Nowadays, I think just have a good idea, put it on the internet and then hope that they pay for it.
Yeah.
Rather than just steal it and then. They're too enormous for you to stop them. Yep. Real quick, Molly, you hit us upon something that we should acknowledge explicitly. Purdy only has 15 puppies.
Yes.
We were all under the impression that Purdy was going to birth 99 puppies. We really
well, that was one wrong. Of those things. I fully, like, in the first half, yeah. I 100% believe
Me
that
too.
That was true. Yeah. 101% nice. Believe that was true.
But no, she has 15 puppies. And at that point, you're just like, that's a lot of puppies. Because mm-hmm. it is.
That's a lot of puppies.
Like, hey, teens?
Hey.
I guess.
When I Be was prepared. A kid, my best friend's dog had 15 puppies.
Wow.
What?
It is a lot of puppies.
That's too many puppies.
It
for
is
like
too
one
many puppies.
Household to handle.
It is.
You got to make a coat out of them.
No, no, no.
The only choice.
Yeah. Okay, but hear me out.
Okay.
What if you made a coat?
Oh my God. They're too young. Even dumb old Horace or whoever knew that.
But I remember even as a third grader thinking, that's too many.
Yeah.
Like they're no longer cute. Yeah. Like they're at the beginning. Yes, only six of the puppies have names.
In
six.
In this movie.
Movie
this
or movie. Your friends?
Oh, no. My friends did not name any of those puppies because their mom was definitely going to give them away.
Oh, okay.
But in the movie of the 15 puppies, only six are named.
Lucky, Patch, Freckles,
Rolly,
Penny.
And then there's like Piper or something?
Pepper.
Pepper.
Yep. Pepper. I think we did say Pepper, and I think we said Penny, but for a different dog.
Yeah. Yep.
But we didn't get Rolly and
Rolly
Patch.
Is the fat dog.
Rolly is the fat dog.
He's always hungry, and they really lean on this
really do.
Joke slash personality traits. It's like almost not even played as a joke.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, the fat dog says he's hungry again. It's been 20 minutes. Have Rolly say, I'm hungry, mom.
Okay. And in my brain, that dog didn't have any spots and was a runt.
Yeah. Well, that
I
was
think Lucky's the almost dead one.
I assume that's why they call him Lucky, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
And Lucky loves television.
Yes.
Oh. It's very cute.
Okay. The scene.
There's a lot of TV scenes.
The scene where they're watching.
What is happening with that? Commercial
canine
crackers or whatever Crispies. It's so good.
And
they have
so
a
long.
Fully fleshed out. Like I don't know. They just gave some. They told somebody, "Hey, make a TV show ad."
Yeah,
I was kind of impressed by the like the full TV shows inside of the movie.
Yeah,
that seems weird.
But. What's My Crime was the most amazing game show ever.
Well, we should describe this for our listeners.
What's Our Crime is a game show where a criminal who has committed unconventional crime, I suppose,
goes
before contestants.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like a celebrity
panel.
I don't even know if it's a celebrity. I think it was just like rich.
Well, I don't know if you've seen these old game shows. There used to be, I think you can still get it. Yeah, the air, like airwaves and an antenna.
What?
You can get the game network.
Uh-huh.
It's not even the cable version is the nice version, but there's this version that you can get for free on broadcast. That has shows from the very beginning. So you'll see like Johnny Carson, 23 years old or something, is one of the panelists. And they're trying to guess the profession of the contestants. And if they do guess it, the contestants just get a consolation prize. But if they don't, they get money. You know what I'm talking about? They've only got a certain amount of time. They can ask certain questions.
Yeah.
Is it like What's My Crime?
It's a Sounds play like on that.
Because like that's what I know.
But anyway, they are celebrities, but they're just dressed up fancy because you used to dress up fancy for TV.
Yeah.
But also it's 1950s or 60s in Great Britain. So like those people were definitely the richest, most horrible people in society. And they were using
these
prisoners.
Oh, so you're seeing this like social commentary.
I think a little bit.
Okay. Keep going.
Because they just kept, I don't know, like they really leaned into the fact that like this guy was like, had no say at all in his participation in the game. They're just like, oh, you'll have these lovely 2 weeks in the Bahamas after you've served your time, of course. And he like frowns.
That's true. He looks pretty defeated.
He looks pretty defeated.
Yeah.
Which means the rules are being explained to him on live television.
It seemed that way. Yeah.
That's pretty dark.
That's pretty cruel. Ella.
Ella.
A. yes, very good. They also watched some show where like a dog is like a sheriff or something.
Yeah, it's like a dog sheriff. Yeah. And he has to fight a bandit. The Wild West times.
That's cartoon or show, I guess. It's not a cartoon. It's just a TV show in a cartoon world. Looked pretty cool.
That one looked pretty cool.
And you know, they lived their own adventure. They just didn't know it was foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moment I mean, Twilight Bark obviously is when this movie really won me over. But the mm-hmm. first moment that I was like, this movie is great, is when they just kept cutting to all the puppies wagging their tails while watching TV.
That was so cute.
Yeah. Cute.
And then when they were nervous, their tails would still.
Oh.
These puppies.
So cute, these puppies.
I wanted a Dalmatian so bad after I saw this movie.
Oh.
I feel like I had. Okay, this is another Dalmatian merch moment. I'm pretty sure I had a little dog Dalmatian toy from the movie.
Okay.
And then you pulled his collar, and then he would like wag his tail.
Oh.
Sure.
It was very cute.
That sounds very cute.
Yeah.
Let's get one right now.
Okay.
Wow.
Totes dog.
What?
Totes dog.
Wait, the podcast is getting a dog?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is going to be rough.
Getting a Dalmatian.
This is going to be hard.
Rough.
Rough. I get it. Bow Wow Wow. Speaking of Bow Wow Wow, the
come on.
End of the Twilight Bark Network is militarized.
Yes.
Yes.
The ending crew is the Colonel.
Yes.
Who is a sheepdog.
Yeah, like it's an old, big-butted sheepdog. Yeah.
One point called you old pile of hay.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I can't
kind
really.
Of accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the captain, which is a horse, and then
so
Sergeant
good.
Tibbs, the hero of the film.
Yeah, I mean,
the cat.
When we had Goose Friend, I nearly stood up in my seat and applauded the movie. But when we got to a horse captain and Sergeant Tibbs, the cat, I was blown away.
Yeah,
Sergeant Tibbs.
Sergeant
really.
Tibbs was Sergeant Tibbs was the ultimate hero of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we think they're titles came to be.
Like, how do they get achieve those ranks?
Nicknames, or is there an animal armed forces that exists?
I think it's the latter.
Armed horses. Do you think? That like the dog's name is Captain because like
the horse is the captain.
Oh, sorry. The dog's name is Colonel.
Colonel.
And he's on the farm, and then this horse shows up, and he's like, "Hi, my name is Horse." And he's like, "I'm the Colonel." And he's like, "Well, I guess you can call me Captain then."
Okay. I love this. Here's what I think happened. I think like it's presented pretty explicitly that the Colonel is getting on in years and is maybe not as effective of a leader as he once was.
Yeah.
And Sergeant Tibbs is kind of carrying the whole operation.
For sure.
So here's what I think happened. I think you're right. I think the Colonel was perhaps a dog in the military. Mm. Her Majesty's. Military, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they went back to the farm. He and his pet, who was probably a military whatever, they went back to the farm to retire. The Colonel's still, he's a good dog. He was trained to be a military dog. Horse comes in, brings in the captain. Cat comes in, brings on the sergeant. Bloodhound down the road gets involved.
Yeah.
Ever so slowly, the Twilight Bark is farmed.
Oh.
But keep in mind that the Twilight Bark was originally just for gossip.
That's true.
Oh, so maybe he learned of the Twilight Bark, and he was like,
"No,
no,
system.
Yes, exactly. Yep. We could use this for better things."
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Colonel really was rusty.
Oh yeah,
I mean, just really torturous. Because I have to say, the Twilight Bark was an extremely exciting part of the movie until it gets to the Colonel.
Yeah.
And this is where I was like, "Oh, they are padding out this animation."
Yes, they are.
Hard. Because at one point he's just going, "Well, it was a bark, a yip and a howl." Like, oh my gosh, we've heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, it did feel sort of like the filmmakers were like, "Well, what if we just had the Colonel stand behind this barn window so we only have to show his head for a while?"
Yeah. What if they all have their ears up so it's really cute?
Yeah.
But also,
but they will not move
still,
their head. For a full minute.
Yeah, really
they're listening
the,
really hard.
I see what you did, and I don't approve.
Thank you. Colonel also introduces us to the idea that Pongo is Pongo Pongo.
Yeah, they keep referring to them as the Pongos.
The Pongos.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like hardcore Patriarchy, bark.
Pot.
Archer, patriarchy.
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 That's pretty good.
Patribarchy.
Oh, patribarchy. Bow Wow Wow. Or if the colonel is...
I'm so glad Bow Wow Wow's back. We're back, baby.
Yeah, we are back. We are back, baby. Yum, yum.
Hey, you said it.
Or if that's just the colonel wilding out.
Well, doesn't...
multiple people...
Yeah, doesn't the big dog in London.
The Great Dane
shout at them, calls them pongos when he's like, oh, if you get lost, use the bark network. He says like, good luck, pongos.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's either his name is Pongo Pongo,
which is very, pretty good.
That's a pretty good name for a dog.
Yeah, it is.
But does that make it Roger Pongo? And then he named his dog Pongo.
Oh, I hope so.
And then she... presumably takes his last name.
Yeah. I guess.
1961.
Right. Well, they get to get married.
So it's Roger and Anita Pongo and their dogs.
Pongo Pongo.
And Purdy Pongo.
And Purdy Pongo. Pongo. And Patch Pongo.
Yeah.
And Pepper Pongo. And
all the puppies Pongo.
Look, the puppies Pongo, of course.
Yeah. Oh, they should start a singing group.
They should.
I would spend so much money watching the puppies Pongo.
Are you listening, Disney?
That's the origin story I want to see.
The puppies Pongo?
Yeah, I want to see the origin story of puppies.
I would love to see.
We did. We watched some. They got birth.
They got birth. The nanny was apparently responsible for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She
nanny's doing too much.
Birthed 15, like, helped Purdy birth 15 dogs while Roger and Pongo smoked and were nervous.
How do they even afford that nanny?
Right? He's like a musician who hasn't sold a song yet. He sells Cruella de Vil and gets rich.
She comes with some money.
Yeah.
You think so?
That's how she made school friends like Cruella.
Okay. It's true. She did just get that new hat and coat when they have their meet cute.
Is her dad God?
Whoa.
And now they went to school for deities.
Sure. Children of deities.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe.
It was like... I mean, unless it was in Greece, like, that's a pretty limited classroom, right?
That's true. With a
Oh, sure.
Well, but I mean, maybe like, you know, it is England, so maybe there's like the Anglican God, the Catholic God.
Yeah, and then once you get the Catholics, there's like all the saints are sort of.
But the saints aren't having kids.
Yeah, but they like also like stole a bunch of pantheons from the. Like global south and turn them into saints to make colonization easier.
I feel like for our classroom, we're really talking about
just the two of them,
two students. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's why you would still friends.
Yeah, that's why you would keep a friend.
Like, she's all I know.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Like we've been friends since we were kids and this is just how she is.
I mean, if you saw her father, you would appreciate how nice she is.
Yeah.
Cruella.
But she can't. Yeah, but Anita can't say that to Roger. He won't understand. Right. He's never been friends with a deity's kid.
No, he spends his whole time in his bachelor pad with his dumb
Although,
dog.
Although, really, the devil isn't a deity. The devil's just the devil, right?
I mean, I like guess it depends on what you call a deity at that point. He's a king. He rules over his own realm at this point.
Ugh.
That's close enough.
Well, anyway, whatever school that was, who's going to teach those kids? This is the origin story I want to see.
I would love to see a young Sergeant Tibbs go on adventures with the colonel before he's just completely lost it. And the Captain Horse, you know, like maybe they, for example, get lost and have to find their way back home through thick and thin and the wonders of nature's bounty.
Yeah.
Maybe they run into a bear and it's harrowing, but ultimately it's fine because they get home. I'm just saying,
I bet
that'd be a fun movie to watch.
No, I think it's a terrible movie to watch.
Okay.
No one would watch that movie.
No.
I felt a little bit tricked into watching this movie.
I mean,
did we discuss that this movie was all about animal danger and that you didn't realize it was beforehand? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. The premise of this movie is literally, here's a bunch of dogs. This woman's going to try to murder them.
I just thought it was a smaller part of the movie and it'd be less scary. I didn't know there was going to be like a forced march.
Well, none of us remember that. No. Jesus Caught Christ, me by surprise. That was intense.
It really was.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And that's when I was like, this is what Homeward Bound is. And you just said it takes place in the spring.
That's true.
Homeward Bound does.
Yeah. Well, there's no trudging through the snow in Homeward
Bound. No, maybe they could trudge across a river.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe there's a porcupine at some point.
Sure. But I mean, porcupines can be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wiggle their little butts.
Look at their little butts around.
Yeah, there's a little butt wiggle.
Yeah. Honestly, they are. I mean, they can be kind of, they're cute if they want to be.
At any rate, this was rougher than expected. Rough, rough.
God damn it. You have to stop.
Guess I won't stop. Well, before we get to our final reviews of the movie we just watched, 101 Dalmatians.
There you go.
I was like, should I say Percent Utah? No.
You're just in too deep yeah. with the bits.
We'd like to read a review of our podcast, totesreal.com, mm-hmm. in the impression of a character for this movie. There's a collection of wonderful
Horace,
British
Jasper,
animals.
The Colonel.
Yeah. But we do not have a review, so we shall not read one.
Yeah.
What we do have is questions from discord.app.
What?
I feel like it's not.com.
It's the Discord that is associated website? With our Patreon. You yes. can have access to it if you become a patron, patreon.com/totesrecall. And then I assume probably click a button that says go to Discord. Is that available? I don't know. How do people find our Discord?
Once you have subscribed to an applicable Patreon level, which is almost all of them yeah. except the Michael Jordan one.
Yeah, we don't need that trash talk.
Trash talk Discord. Then you have to go in your Patreon settings
okay.
and connect your Discord account
yes.
to your Patreon account.
Got it.
And then you're automatically be added to the server.
Easy peasy.
Definitely listen.
We will talk you through.
Yeah.
If you're hesitating.
You can always send us an email. Or give us a call.
And Patreon definitely has instructions on how to do this.
100%.
Some Utah. Utah.
Dalmatians.
No. So we have Discord questions? Is that what we're saying?
I believe so.
Yes. Okay. I love this. So this is untraditional that I'm reading them.
Yeah. And I mean, as we saw from 60-second summary, yeah, like, this is going to go great.
Yeah. Here. Well, I'm just going to. Here you go. Try to stick with tradition as much as possible.
Now, sure.
There you go.
Well, okay.
There you go. You got space.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, these are great questions. All right. Trevor impersonator asks, if you were all dogs, what kind would you be?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Like that spot in the beginning with the dogs all looking like their owners. So I think
right.
you can either choose a dog or you could say, what kind of dog do you look like?
Right.
I think, gosh, I don't know. We have a small, long wiener dog
yeah.
hybrid, and I often wonder, like, do we look like this? I mean, it is a short dog. We're short people, my wife and I. But I don't know. What dog would I be? I just like being a weird-looking dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Corky.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the dog I would be.
Here we go.
The dog I saw at Dog Park once, I still think about, which was a Basset Hound Labrador mix.
Yes. Oh.
Which just looked like.
Oh, they're amazing.
Like the face of a lab yeah. and like the coat, but then the body is like a barrel and the stubby feet. And
they're
it's
incredible.
Just like excited, yeah. but it like can't move fast.
They're the most amazing.
That's a dog I would be.
Sins against God I've ever seen.
Looking at myself all the time. Yeah. yeah.
I don't know dogs very well.
Just describe
what
a dog.
What cat would you be?
Molly.
Okay.
I do feel more akin to a cat.
Yeah.
Just because of the lounging in the sun. Okay. I enjoy that.
What kind of cat then?
Just a nice one.
See, this is why Trevor impersonator specifically asked for dogs.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, my cat's just a cat.
Then
I don't know.
I'd be a nice dog.
Wow.
What would it look like? What would it have? Short hair, long hair.
Long hair.
Big nose, no nose.
It'd be a dog with no nose.
Okay. So like a flat-faced hound.
Oh,
like a
pug?
Or like a bulldog.
Oh, I don't want to be a pug. Pugs are always like
French bulldog. Yeah. A little French bulldog.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
They're cute. Okay, I'd be a French bulldog.
I could see you as a French bulldog.
Yeah,
thanks.
Works.
Thank you.
I guess I could be a pug. I do have some nasal issues.
Yeah, you're fine. Be the lab hound thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this dog exists, but if it does, I bet it's hilarious. I imagine like some kind of like greyhound, like Labrador, just lanky, bumbling doofus, right? I feel like that would be me. Like a very, because labs are a little too bulky for me to just be one-to-one, right? Yeah. They're thick. They're thick dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like a lab, like the doofy labness mixed with like one of the more weirder, lankier dogs.
Yeah.
It's probably where I would land.
All of these. I like all dogs. Of course, my first thought was my dog, which is a pit bull terrier.
Yeah.
Wonderful dog.
Hippo dog.
Hippo dog who has adorable triangle ears. I feel like adorable triangle ears are what draws me to dogs. So I think I would have triangle ears. And I might look like this dog that my friend made dogs with, made friends with.
Yeah.
I guess made, anyway, their friend, dog friends. And it was just this one day at this one dog park. And this dog was like, it had white fur, but it looked like a Muppet.
Yes.
Like oh, it just, I love a Muppet dog.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, yeah. Just like full, like when it ran, it had a certain regency and a certain like efficiency. It was very fast, but it was kind of undermined by all that floppy fur.
Yes.
I feel like that's me. There it is.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Love a good dog. Love a good dog. I think sometimes I get yelled at walking my dog. Just people roll down the window and go, that's a good dog. I always appreciate them. It's the only time it's acceptable to yell at strangers at your window.
Yeah, teens.
Complimenting
hey,
the dogs.
Hey.
Yeah.
You can compliment dogs, but leave people alone.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? One time I was walking down the street and I had my dog in a Wonder Woman costume because it was Halloween.
Of course.
And there was a couple people in a car and they swerved and pulled over, stopped. And a woman leaned out like half of her body out the window and said, that is the best thing I've ever seen. Thank you. And they drove off. It was incredible.
It's fantastic.
It's great. All right. Carzon asks, how is it being 35 again and coming back together after a year apart? Will you continue the text message updates during the movie viewing?
Ooh.
Oh, we forgot.
We did not
text
do
each
that.
Other, although no. we all had to charge our phones
yes.
using them to record video.
I adored being in the same room with Dan Linden again because wow. of the yes. standing up and cheering and the full body yeah. reaction yeah. to some of the great
it
moments.
It is fun to watch. You both react to the film. Mm-hmm. Molly at one point was just losing her mind.
Yeah, Molly was having a great time. Like the dogs are super cute. Literally the second Jasper and Horace are like, yeah, we're going to kill these dogs. She's like, this movie sucks. Why are we watching it? Just a complete 180.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just good. Like wanted it to be over immediately. Yeah.
And then at one point you were like covering your face, but also talking and we couldn't really understand what you were saying. I assume it was like, why are these dogs marching through the snow? I hate this, but we'll never know.
We'll never know.
And then Dan was also saying jokes under his breath in the corner.
Yes, I
that every once in a while,
Beth,
I caught.
She could hear when I mumble jokes to no one.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. So good to be back. We didn't text. Samai asks, have Molly's Wikipedia phone habits changed over the last 15 months?
Ooh. Oh. You know,
well,
I feel
no
like
Wikipedia corner.
So
my habit is largely based on the movie and how much I'm into it or not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you've you feel like you've kind of like gotten the process down though? Like, do you feel like you absorb that information more efficiently than you did at the beginning?
You know, to be completely honest, I feel like I read 20 things that really grab me mm-hmm. and like maybe three half stick.
Yeah.
And so even though I've just read it, I am unable to tell you that information with any precision or clarity unless I write it down. And I that's like a 50-50 shot.
On brand.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is the one forum where it's acceptable to be that you know, because like in my work life and stuff, just to be clear, in my work life, I can handle data and information.
Yeah. Hey. Employers? Hey.
Employ us.
Yeah. But also just give us money and we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Make a corpse. Don't give us jobs.
Give
Become
us money.
Our patrons.
Ooh, patreon.com/totesrecall.
Should we start a salary tier?
Oh.
God, no. Quick shout out to Mackenzie, whatever your last name is now.
Scott.
Yeah. Kenzie Scott, yes. Ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. We will still take whatever insane amount of money we ask for.
$1 million a month.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We will stop. Do we have to stop this podcast or just additional podcasts? I don't remember.
I think we stop this podcast and only
dedicate our energy to Bezos the clown, Bezos stupid. We will talk about
so much material.
So much material. We'll talk about how he's a jerk and he probably broke a bunch of labor laws down in Alabama.
Ugh. Oh, this whole thing going to space with his brother.
Oh, he's like, and how like all of the internet wished death upon him within back. Like 12 hours.
I did sign a petition for him never to come back from space. Change.org. And I think I think our pocketbooks are open.
Yes.
For Melinda French Gates to
absolutely
join in on this.
Absolutely. Sure. Fuck all billionaires. Even the good ones are not that great.
Yeah.
But even we also realize that you are also billionaires.
Sure.
But
different
in a revenge way.
Yeah. Use your billionaire-ness for good, which is paying a regional podcast to drag your ex-husbands.
We wouldn't even advertise that it's you.
No.
And actually, we'll accept money from anyone who wants to.
That's
track.
True. If you
an
can,
anonymous donor listen, gave us $1 million
yes,
a month.
Yes. Hey, this is good. Collective power. If you, the listeners, can pull together $1 million a month,
we should check the tapes because I think it might be $10 million a month.
Oh, listen, okay. I would accept $1 million.
Okay,
well,
Molly.
Come on.
This is Mackenzie Scott.
We gotta stand together or hang apart or whatever it is.
Did that answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Benvis asks, does the film leave you longing for a deep dive into Cruella's backstory?
No.
Not at all.
Yes, if it is about her devil father.
Yeah, but that's not the film. That's this great podcast.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that movie at all. Yeah. I have no interest. Yeah. Especially if there's a Dalmatian murder.
Ugh.
By Dalmatians.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, also, a quick callback to the last time I got pissed at Disney. They definitely did it again with this movie where they were like, we definitely have a gay character. We're so good at this. Check out Cruella, the movie. There's a gay character. And it's the same bullshit as always. Mm.
Yes, Disney, go harder on representation. Monsters.
Great.
That's the end of that. My last name is a palindrome. My last name is a palindrome.
That's the post on Discord. I thought you were just saying
that.
I was like, really? No. My last name asks, have you heard some of the wild stuff in the original novel and its sequel? I have not. I just found out today that it's a novel from someone at this table.
The credits? The opening credits of the movie?
No, Molly said it earlier.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know any details about the novel. There's wild stuff?
Now I'm even more interested. If there's
wild
stuff.
I didn't think to Wikipedia the novel.
Well.
And then so the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Wait, is the novel based on... It's not the original? It's like a new thing?
No, I think it's the original work, right?
Oh, the original book. I think.
Yeah.
Or do they mean the novelization of the movie?
Yeah,
I have a child's novelization of this movie that I read a lot.
What?
Yeah.
This is just coming up now?
Sorry.
And you couldn't remember more details about the movie?
It focused on Lucky. Maybe that had a Bobby. Maybe that had a bloodhound dress.
I bet it did. I bet it did.
Yeah. Wow. Lucky was the central character, and they basically... It was like one of those ones where it's almost the story of the movie, but definitely not.
Yeah, because Lucky doesn't even exist for like the first...
Yeah, like Lucky is finding all the puppies, but there's like less puppies.
What? No Sergeant Tibbs?
Sergeant Tibbs is... still there, I think.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, let's read the book and get back to us.
Yeah. Shout out to books.
Yeah. Hey, when you're done with this podcast, go read a book.
Read a book.
For the next 4 weeks and then download the next episode of this podcast.
Purchase it from an independent bookseller.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or support your local library.
Amazon.com. Yeah. What.com?
Nothing. Don't even say it.
He who must not be named.com. Yeah. He'll
come for us.
Cruel Deville's father.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And we're open to offers on novelizations of our podcast.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Accepting bids now.
Yeah. I request first pass, though, on the story.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we all get story by credits.
Yeah.
All right. Amanda ML asked, how did you get Molly to agree to a movie with so much animal danger?
We just didn't mention it ahead of time.
I just got swept up in the whole, how funny is it to do 101 Dalmatians for our 100th episode?
Very funny. Yeah, you were so focused on the number part of the title.
And how cute the puppies would be.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess I just thought it was a smaller amount of time that they were in danger. Right. Like, oh no, they were stolen and now they're back. Right. But anyway, I've already gone through it.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like movies though, right? Like the danger is most of the film.
Right.
I mean, if you say it like that, then it makes sense that I should have been more worried.
Yeah. All right.
But like some movies, like as far as Molly would know, like maybe a lot of this movie is just like, just Lucky and Rolly just like sitting around talking about life. Man and getting older, and
I mean, I got a lot of like puppies watching TV,
of old dogs listening to each other across the way.
That was nice. I really enjoyed that Twilight Network, but when that danger hit, that danger was brutal. Intense. I did not care for it,
yeah,
real camping trip.
Oh, god, mm-hmm. Okay,
what
intense?
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Why'd you make him say what it was? I was already upset.
Just could have left it there.
We already know the setup. He's used it so many times.
I block it out every time.
Well, thank you to all our patrons on Discord and everywhere. We love you. Okay, our rating scale, as we all remember, is Cruella Deville.
Of course, yes. Of course I remember that.
Which are emoji poop-shaped pinatas sort of styled to also represent Cruella Deville.
Right.
Like yeah.
Code and the maybe black and white hair.
She has her head, her arms, and her legs.
Whole face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Listen to women, Dan.
And when you break them open, they have Tic Tacs, the boxes of Tic Tacs, though, of course, some of the boxes.
I mean, if you swing it as hard as, say, Horace with a chair leg.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to break some of those Tic Tac containers.
Yeah.
Was that Horace?
Horace had the chair leg.
Yeah.
So unprepared to harvest the skins of
dogs. Just break this old furniture and knock these pups out.
Mm.
How are they going to skin them?
That's I don't want to know.
Okay. Fair enough.
And they're like drunk. Jasper's drunk.
Yeah, Horace is just hopped up on half-eaten sandwiches.
He tried to drink a cat. He's so drunk.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was really good. Tibbs. Tibbs plays it cool until the last moment. Yep. We can't anymore.
Classic cat.
Yeah. All right. Dan, you gave it 4. Yeah. You had no nostalgia attached to it because you've maybe only seen it one time. But you're going to trust pop culture that it's pretty good.
Yes, I did not have nostalgia because every moment of this movie was just like, nope, I don't recall any of this. Except for that sharp turn with the Cruella Deville car, which she does constantly.
Right. Oh, we should talk about real quick how she fully transforms into a monster in the end, where her car explodes apart.
Yes, and there's like flames shooting out of it.
And her eyes just turn into like...
Yeah.
Explosion burst.
Yeah, like, but also like she clearly could have made it on the street racing circuit.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. If she's just not focused so much on dogs and focused on
family
or whatever the part of that franchise is about racing.
One quarter
mile at a time. Yeah. Nas.
Drifting.
That's not 25 the car, puppies at a time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, yeah. I didn't remember this movie at all, obviously, because the Bark Network just knocked me on my ass with joy.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, I don't know, it was fun and really well made. I thought the animation was really good. Even, I mean, it had like a rougher style than maybe some of the earlier stuff, like the whatever we watched, the Snow White and the dwarves. Because I guess, like Molly said, they were figuring out how to do it cheaper. But it was still really cool. And the animals were all adorable. They were non-dog animals that were also great.
Yeah.
It was great. 5 doo-doo fills.
Wow.
Whoa. I had a great time.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow.
Movie.
Job movie.
Did I say that? Doo-doo-vills? Is that right?
Yeah, it's
Cruella
great.
Cruella doo-doo-vills.
Sorry. Doo-doo-vills. I'm so sorry. Cruella doo-doo-vills. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging 5 pinatas. I have probably, I'm going to say, at least $60 worth of Tic Tacs.
Sure.
I don't know how much Tic Tacs go for.
You got a couple tables you can break the legs off. Yeah, exactly. Start smashing up these pinatas. Beth, you gave it 4. You loved it as a child.
Yes. You know, I just did not remember any of it. And I'm starting to think that a lot of the things that I said in the first half maybe happened in the live action movie. But I don't remember really liking the live action movie.
Do the dogs talk in the live action version?
I don't remember. I have no idea.
Okay.
But I, having not remembered a lot of it, I really enjoyed it. I thought the puppies were very cute. I think Cruella de Vil could be a better villain.
Yeah,
agreed.
So I'm going to stick with 4. 4 Cruella Doo-Doo-Vills.
Mm-hmm. I also thought I would give it a 4. I was feeling like this movie was only okay, but also I was very excited somehow. And it still carried through. It's like, when I think about it, it's like fine. And there's like some parts that I really like, but somehow I also really enjoyed it. Maybe it's just the joy of we're back, baby. But I'm going to stick with 4. Yeah. Molly, you were Beel Bull, Big Man, Bolo, we're back, baby. Beth's boyfriend, Butcher Baggins.
Back, baby.
Back, baby. And gave it a 5, even though you thought maybe you had never seen it.
I, having seen it now, I am sure I have not seen it, and I don't know what movie I was thinking of. And I want to apologize to our listeners, except that it's so true to my form. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally forget. So anyway, yeah, I've never seen it.
Huh.
So, but it was so fun to watch. I think they really had me from the very beginning with all of the pet owners with their dog. The whole premise, Twilight Bark. Really everything except the animal danger.
Sure.
And like, I really want to deduct points for that. But I feel like the parts that I remember are the happy parts. So it is our anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
7 years. Wow. It's our 100th episode.
Wow.
I'm giving it a 5.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
God
wow.
Damn it.
Oh, by the way,
everyone,
this is because it is our 100th episode. If you head to totesrecall.com right now.
Ooh.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now,
there is a list of, okay, well, something you might not know about me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
As I have seen all 100 plus the 23 changes of the AFI's 100 greatest films.
Oh, wow. What an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Me too.
What?
What?
I have also seen 123 movies.
Okay, that's all right. that's less impressive.
Just annoying.
So,
wow.
But here's the thing:
two cinephiles.
I'm a cinephile.
I'm also
Dan
that.
Is also a cinephile.
Two equal cinephiles.
But you too can become a cinephile.
What?
I don't have time to watch 123 movies.
No, you just have to watch 100.
No, easy.
If you head to totesrecall.com right now, you can find a printout checklist of all of the movies that we've watched for this podcast.
Wow.
And if you watch all of them and you check it off and you post it on social media somewhere, if you don't have social media, just email it to us, I guess.
Yeah, but also tell a friend.
Yeah, if you don't have social media, tell a friend and make them post on social media for you.
And we will send you a special prize.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's our totes challenge to you. Become a cinephile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totes cinephile.
Cinephile. It's like a cinephile in big bold letters, and there's an asterisk. And when you look at the asterisk, it says totes.
Yeah.
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 Totes Recall Podcast.
Yeah.
Heard of it.
regional podcast.
Do you know they've had 100 episodes?
That is amazing. Right? They must have been working on this for what, like 3 years?
7 years.
No, wait, who would do a podcast for 7 years? But they probably didn't like drop an episode once a month all that time.
Every month. At least once a month.
Really?
Yes.
Even October?
What? October is the hardest
the
month.
Scariest of the months?
It's too scary, but yeah, the ghosts might get you.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm really proud, and I'm excited because I feel like we wouldn't do this if it weren't obviously for us, but also for people listening.
Yeah. Quick shout out to all listeners who have at some point in the last 7 years / 100 episodes, let us know how much you enjoy the show.
And or how much you hate us in the first half.
Yes, absolutely.
But only a nice way. No shout outs to the people that actually hate us.
Yeah, that one guy that left a review on Apple Podcasts.
That guy was hilarious. It's always nice to hear that someone is actually listening to this and enjoys it. If you'd like to tell us about it, you can of course always call
612-089. The last four letters don't matter, but you do. There's two T's in putt.
It doesn't matter, though.
And if you are not as smart as we clearly are, and you can't quite figure out what that number is based on the jingle, you can, of course, just go to totesrecall.com.
Scroll down,
find the number. Maybe scroll up, too, depending on where you are, because if you're already on totesrecall.com, looking at that
cinephile
list. We
will meet you where you're at, and we will give you that phone number.
Yes.
Call us. That's fun. We love it when people call.
100 episodes, 100 voicemails. There you go. There's a new challenge.
Wow. Whoa, that's a big challenge. That is a big
challenge. Everyone looked at me like, can we do 100 voicemails?
If you leave 100 voicemails, no.
I'm not going to listen to 100 voicemails, but I'll listen to the first few.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll listen to 100 voicemails.
We'll divvy it up.
All right.
Listen, if that is our biggest problem. Actually, I wish our biggest problem were how to make a brand new podcast trash talking Bezos. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bezos?
It doesn't matter.
That'll be the first episode.
Get it wrong.
Hey, Jeff, what's your freaking last name?
Don't even know how to say it. That's how stupid that name is.
Why don't you go into space with your dumb name?
Yeah, get out of here, Bezos.
Do we have to talk in that voice?
I mean, that's up to Mackenzie Scott, I think.
Yeah, okay, I feel like we're really just workshopping here.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for our podcast.
Yeah, here's to another X number of episodes.
100.
Sure. I didn't want to commit to anything.
So we can watch 102 Dalmatians.
Oh, right.
For our 200th episode.
Ooh, that's a good point. Okay, that's the new goal.
That's a new goal.
100 more for 102.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or, I mean, the other 101 Dalmatians.
How dare you?
You know what? Cancel it.
Podcast over.
Does 102 Dalmatians exist?
I think so. I think it was a DTV.
DTV.
That's fun.
Tell you what, if you make that camping joke again, it might be our last one.
No one said the code word.
You get activated like Jason Bourne.
Yeah. The Winter Soldier.
Oh, that's a better example for these kids today.
Yeah, they love the Winter Soldier.
Hey.
Bucky Barnes. Sebastian
Stan, there we go. He's an actor. Look it up.
Yeah, Disney.
He's in that movie where he's skating. He doesn't skate. He's just a jerk.
What Nancy are you talking about?
The edge?
Skate.
Like ice skating?
Yes. Margot Robbie.
Itanya.
Oh,
Itanya. Yeah, he's in that. Yeah,
he's
her jackass boyfriend.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah, good actor right there.
Good job.
Oh, hey,
that's a good actor. Sebby right
Stan there.
There.
I don't know if it's past midnight, but it's getting close.
It really feels like it.
Feels like about midnight, so.
Hey!
Podcast over.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.